Arkansas's Department of Health is now reporting an additional 72 cases of COVID-19 in Arkansas during the last 24-hour calculation period. All but one of the new cases are community cases, and there have now been 4,236 cumulative cases in Arkansas and 97 deaths from the virus. At today's press briefing, Governor Asa Hutchinson put much of the focus on increasing the amount of testing. He previously set a goal of 60,000 tests to be conducted this month, and he says so far there have been nearly 24,000 tests in May. He says to help reach that goal of 60,000, community health centers and the Arkansas Hospital Association are committing to increase their testing this month. Governor Hutchinson says the continued value placed on targeted increased testing is not just about the present, but very much about the future.
Testing is our radar system. It gives us an early warning capability for where an uptick will be, where there's an increased potential of an outbreak, and we can get a handle on it. And that is our objective. We have to learn to live and manage and to work through the potential of COVID-19 in the next year until we get a vaccine. And to accomplish that, testing is a critical part of that infrastructure.
Dr. Nate Smith, Arkansas's Secretary of Health, says there have been more than 3,200 recoveries from the virus in Arkansas. Currently, there are 862 active cases in the state, 295 in correctional facilities, 90 in nursing homes, and 477 in the community. An Arkansas Department of Health map indicates two counties have more than 100 active cases, St. Francis and Pulaski. Both Washington and Benton counties have between 30 and 69 active cases, according to the same map. Dr. Smith says the greatest percentage of cases in Arkansas cumulatively has been detected in the 25 to 44 age group.
And 38.7% of our total cases have been in that 25 to 44 year range. Now, the 65 and greater have only been 15.9% of our cases, but they represent 71.6% of our deaths. So our older Arkansans are not the most number of cases, but they're the ones at highest risk for a bad outcome.
And the governor reiterated this afternoon that a concert announced for a downtown Fort Smith venue in advance of the state's allowance for such indoor events should not happen. A cease and desist order has been sent to the venue, and the governor says he expects the law to be complied with, and consequences would be implemented if the promoters attempt to stage that concert. You can watch the entire briefing at the governor's YouTube page, and you can follow how COVID-19 is affecting the region and the state at the COVID-19 update page at KUAF.com.